And now it's time for the Sports Kings from Queens.
Walked 18.
New league record.
Struck out 18.
Another new league record. In addition, he hit the sports writer, the public address announcer, the bold mascot twice. Also new league records.
But,
Joe, this guy's got some serious shit.
Yeah. Serious shit. Yes.
Who are you? Who's he?
I'm the player to be named later.
Crash Davis.
I'm Joe Riegel.
And you, Larry Hockett, should recognize me, because 5 years ago in the Texas League, you were pitching for El Paso. I was hitting cleanup for Shreveport. You hung a curveball on an 0-2 pitch in a 3-2 game in the bottom of the eighth, and I tattooed it over the Michelin tire sign and beat you 4-3.
Yeah, I remember. I should have thrown a slider. Damn, Crash, how you doing, man?
I'm too old for this shit. Why the hell am I back in A-ball?
Because of Ebby Calvin Lelouch. Big club's got 100 grand in him.
Got a $1 million arm, but a 5 cent head.
Had a gun on him tonight. Last 5 pitches he threw were faster than the first 5. He's got the best young arm I've seen in 30 years. You've been around. You're smart. You're professional. We want you to mature the kid. We want you to room with him on the road. Stay on his case all year. He can go all the way.
From the heart of Queens to the ears of sports fans everywhere, this is the Sports Kings from Queens. Strap in, because the Kings are in session. Today's Monday, August 3rd. This is episode 246. I'm Gino, joined by my co-hosts, Kevin and Darren. Please catch us wherever you get your podcasts. Like, subscribe, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Give us a like, share our pages. If you got some questions, comments, send them to us. We'll be sure to respond. Tonight, we come on, we're going to talk a little baseball. Trade deadline's about 2-3 hours past. We'll talk some Yankees, Mets. We'll talk about some of the bigger trades. We'll hit some stuff. Yankees at this point before today's games at 63-49, 2.5 games behind Tampa Bay. Mets at 47-66. Let's get it going, guys. Kev, where do you want to start? I'm going to start with the Mets, Yankees. Let's start it with the Mets. They did what we thought they would do. Go ahead.
Yeah, they traded their entire bullpen practically. So I have no idea who's going to be the bullpen come tomorrow night, except for Devin Williams. But yeah, all the guys that you thought were going to be traded did get traded, plus Luke Weaver, plus Wascar Barzaban, you know, some of those guys. Minter's gone. Freddy Peralta. No more five-inning Freddy. Yay. And we're happy to see him pitch 5 innings lately. He's been so bad. Rarely to the Phillies. I hate seeing him traded to the Phillies. There should have been some sort of extra premium demand for the Phillies.
But it's a rental. It's not like he's got long term there. It's just rest of the year.
No, the best trade they made looks like the Cubs trade. Clay Holmes and Tyrone Taylor for Jefferson Rojas, a 21-year-old infielder. Big jump in offense this year. Somewhere I've seen reports 60s rated prospect overall. He's the Mets' number one prospect now, jumps ahead of Jonah Tong. So that's probably the best prospect they got. For Luke Weaver, with 1 extra year of control and $8 million, Sammy Sefora, 21-year-old kid out of Cortland, New York, just across the river from me. I mean, Cortland Manor, I should say. 2020 guy this year, swing and miss guy though. We'll see how he does. I thought they could have gotten a little bit more if he's paying down salary also. I mean, he's number 9 ranked Pirate prospect.
Hit or miss.
I would have expected more if he got paid down salary.
Yeah. You're dumping guys, Kev. You're dumping guys. That's all it is.
But to me, here, my big problem is that you had Luke Weaver under contract for next year. You didn't have to trade him. Blown away, I trade him. This doesn't blow me away. I'm sorry.
It's time to retool the bullpen, Kev. Cleaning house, baby.
He could have been part of it. I think Weaver could have been part of the bullpen. He could have been part of this.
You have to replace Weaver now next year.
He's given one run since April, right? I mean, something like that.
Yeah. I know you're selling probably as high as you're going to sell in Luke Weaver. You know,
there it is.
To me, Brazoban, he's 37 years old, or will be 37. To get two prospects, even their middling type prospects, Wasco Brazoban, we know, is so up and down. I was glad to get any prospects for him. I don't care if he's pitching good this year. You should have gotten more for Luke Weaver. The other guys are rentals. It is what it is. It's a crapshoot. The favorite name on there is probably Bruin Agbayani, the 19-year-old son of Benny. And it's funny, the second time I've heard Benny's name in the last 2 weeks. His daughter was a hero in the professional softball league game. She had a walk-off hit in their playoffs. So it's funny to see two Benny Agbayani mentions in the last 2 weeks. You know, we'll see if any of these guys pan out. We'll see if any of them, you know, you're basically buying lottery tickets with what they sold off. Yeah, that's what it is. And if one of these guys makes the majors, it's a win.
Like I said, Ramos to make it. If he doesn't make it, it'll be a disappointment.
He's the one that you expect.
Because your outfield is set for the next several years, the way it looks. Soto's not going anywhere. The two kids have shown that they can play. Yep. So now it's time to upgrade the infield, right? Lindor's going to be at short. They didn't make the deal. To try to move him or anything like that, or maybe nobody had the interest, whatever. It's a lot of money. They would have to eat a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the corners are obviously up in the air at best.
Yeah.
And, you know, even second base. So, I mean, you know, you can sit there and just try to move that around. The catcher, you know, you hope it's still Alvarez, you know, the starting rotation. Got rid of Peralta. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't a horrible day for the Mets. Horrible days for the Mets. It was okay. Yeah. I would have hoped for a second top 100, you know, prospect, but getting the one was pretty good. He was probably the third best prospect that was traded today or so like that. So not bad. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah. Like I said, that's one trade I do like from Stearns. I hated the Luke Weaver trade, and the other four are – we know it's crap shoots there for rentals. Who knows?
I mean, listen, you know.
So overall to me, I'd give Stearns a C+.
Okay. Well, you don't like Stearns.
That too, yeah.
You turn.
Let's talk about how good Jorge Polanco's doing.
Listen, they turned Holmes, Peralta, Weaver, Brazoban, Minter, Raley, Taylor into 11 prospects. That's what he did.
Yeah,
they wanted the shortstop. They got the shortstop from the Cubs. That from the Pirates. That's it. I don't know what else.
And the kid from the Cubs plays third or short, so we'll see where. Yeah,
but I'm just saying that you turn the seven players into 11 prospects. You got the guy. You know, apparently they wanted that was the prospect they wanted. They got the prospect they wanted. That's it. The season's dead anyway.
Oh. You didn't
have to trade any. You're not paying any big money.
No.
That's it.
Yep.
I thought they did a good job. I don't like Stearns either, but I thought he did a good job today. They did what they had to do. I mean, you know, if you're telling me you're dealing one of the bigger guys, it's a different story. Then you need a big haul back. But he didn't trade any of the bigger guys. You know, if you told me he was dealing Devin Williams to a contender, I'd expect he getting somebody big back. He didn't. So, I mean, needing a closer.
We haven't seen Devin Williams be good in a year and a half.
I know, but with the number of horrible bullpens out there, if you told me he was dealing him somewhere, I would have expected something back.
Yep.
You know, as it is, he turned seven guys out the door into 11 prospects. So there it is. Darren, anything?
Listen, I would have given him a B-. Kev gave him a C+. We're both in the same vein.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, you got a top 100 prospect out of these guys. You didn't give up anybody that was great. No one that figured in your future. There was nobody here that you were hoping was going to be back outside of maybe Luke Weaver for one more year. You know, Peterson, I like Peterson a lot more coming into the year. You know, it just didn't work out for him. He already looked pretty good in his first couple of starts with the Cubs or whatever it is. Clay Holmes was actually better than you thought he was going to be, but he wasn't part of your future either.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else, Ty Taylor, Raleigh, Peralta, these guys, you know, Peralta, you couldn't wait to get rid of. Minter just was a mistake since he got here, just nothing but hurt. You know, I mean, you did what you could, not a mistake, but he just got hurt. He just couldn't play.
Yep.
So, listen, it's almost like I'm half with Gino and half with Kevin on this one. And the fact that they got some guys, that they get one real major prospect back. They got rid of a bunch of guys that didn't figure into the future anyway. And, you know, if you love Raleigh so much, you can re-sign him in the offseason. He'll be there. He'll be there for the take.
Yeah. The four that you traded just for the other prospects, to me, any GM could have done that.
Nah, I got you.
It doesn't make anything Stearns did say special. It was just, typical GM type move, period. Yeah. That's why it's a C. That's why it was a base C, and I think the Rojas pickup makes it a C+.
Okay,
we'll see.
We'll see. Right. Yep. Hopefully, I'm wrong.
Okay, Darren, Yankees.
I mean, you know, listen. Garcia Jr. is a nice player. He had a great year. He gives you the pop that you need. He plays first and second. I mean, mostly first, but he can play both. Having a monster year for the Nats, and I didn't think the haul was too big. I thought the haul was pretty good for the Yankees in that one. I didn't like what we gave up. Helio Ramos, I thought we gave up an awful lot for a platoon left fielder. I already have Ahmad Rosario. How many guys do I need that are going to sit there and be the bat against left-handers in left field? I mean, it's the same freaking guy. Ramos is fine, 26, but they gave up a couple of pretty nice kids, including Jeff Kent's kid, who eventually learned how to hit. And he was actually already, they call him professional hitter now what I'm reading. But again, I'd love to tell you I watched him play. I didn't. And they gave up Lalane or Lalani, whatever it is, the 6'7 kid that's a fireballer. He's the number 5 prospect in the organization. I think it's a lot, especially when this team had glaring holes all around offensively. Didn't get the catcher that Gino's been begging for all season. They did not, you know, upgrade the bullpen. I mean, they upgraded by departure, by letting Duvall go. I mean, but outside of that, I thought Cashman had a pretty awful couple of days here. I don't think he did nearly enough for this team. I mean, there's going to be no baseball last year. If you didn't know that, the Skubal move pretty much reinforced the fact that every other owner is going up against the Dodgers. So what the F are you worried about? Make a freaking move this year. You don't have to worry about paying anybody next year. You're not even going to freaking play. I don't understand what we're sitting back on. What does this guy do? Will he take naps during the day because he's so old? I don't understand it. My goodness. All the rotation is set. Rodon's throwing. They're going to have to, even though Schlittler was horrible tonight, how often is he horrible? He's not. You know, I just don't get it. I don't understand it. Gene, make me understand. Make me understand.
I like the Garcia move. I thought that was a good move. I actually like the Ramos move, considering that now Bellinger is on the shelf. I like the Ramos move. I don't really think we gave up all that much. The lane to actually make this team at some point in the future means that 5 of the next 8 pitchers are going to have to go down because there's such a surplus of starters right now. I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it. I think the problem I have is he didn't bring a catcher here. And my problem is we saw some catchers get dealt. We saw Rushman go to Boston. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like Boston gave up a number of prospects to get him.
They did.
From what I have heard through some different podcasts and some Twitter stuff, it does not seem like they gave anybody up of big time value, but they did give up a number of prospects. I mean, giving up Carlos Narvaez doesn't do anything. That's one of the 4 players they gave up. You know, that's like the Yankees putting, you know, whoever you want in the, you know, Wells in the deal. That does nothing if you're bringing Rushman back. The other three players are basically kids, so who the hell knows?
He was like prospect number 77 in baseball, so I'm not going to sit there and say he's nothing.
Derek, 77 does nothing. The other kids are at single and double A. I mean,
I get it, but it's not like they can give him anything.
Well, it's nothing that
is injured right now and is injured all the time.
But that's nothing for anything that's going to influence you in the next year. I mean, that does nothing.
No, you're right.
I think the fact that the Twins are in it meant that Jeffers wasn't getting dealt. I think, I think a lot of different things happened. I don't know why, for whatever reason, they weren't in on Hicks. Hicks got dealt. I think for whatever reason, the whole theory that Goodman was available was just ridiculous. I don't know why the Rockies would deal Goodman to begin with. Yeah. I thought that was just total ridiculousness. But for whatever reason, that was my only thing. The fact that he dealt Duvall just means I don't have to listen to Darren complain about Duvall for the next 2 months. The fact that they need another arm out of the pen, okay, but unless you tell me it's Miller, I don't know of anything else that is out there that I love.
I would have taken
either one of them.
Okay, wait. He said, would I have taken Raley? My answer is no. I don't think that's an upgrade over. I don't think that's a major upgrade over anything that I have in the pen right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you watched Raley the last 4 years? He's been pretty damn good for the Mets.
Okay, well, look at who I have in the pen. Tell me.
But you keep saying there's a hole in the pen.
I didn't say there was a hole in the pen. Darren's been telling you there's a hole in the pen. Unless you're telling me it's Miller, I don't know if I need another arm in the pen.
Who are the seventh and eighth inning guys you trust on the Yankees right now? That's all I'm asking, because Bednar has to go four outs almost every night lately when he's not going five.
Darren, again, unless you're telling me it's Miller, I don't see them going after any of these arms out there in
baseball. That's not really okay, going out of the link.
I understand. Did you see
Earl Warren and I have Luis Gil and I have a bunch of arms going to pitch in the postseason that people could use right now? These are not guys that wouldn't be coming in for any team. They would start. And we hold on to them so that they can sit there and be the debate on who's going to make the postseason roster.
Darren, other than the relievers from the New York Mets, did you like anybody else out there that got dealt?
I thought the Pirates did okay, and I thought the Twins did okay.
No, I'm talking about – Darren, I'm talking about relief pitchers.
Jeff Hoffman is a relief pitcher. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Oh,
relief pitchers.
So other than the Met guys, because I don't think Stearns was dealing anyone to the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Twins got Jeff Hoffman.
Hoffman? You want the Yankees to get Hoffman?
I would have taken Hoffman, I have right now.
Whose ERA at one point this season was 7.
Understood. Kirby Yates has been serviceable for a long time. I would have given him a shot in my pen. He went to the Pirates.
All right.
Andrew Moore.
That does nothing for me, but okay.
Okay. But who do you have that you love right now? Because you told me you
like out there you want. But it's not who I love. It's tell me who's out there you want me to acquire.
Who got dealt? I just gave you two guys I would have acquired. Brent Suter went to the Braves, another lefty arm. I could have taken him. I would have been fine with it.
That does nothing for me.
I get that these guys aren't stars, Gino. Sometimes you just have to upgrade.
And I don't think that's an upgrade.
Okay. I do.
Okay. I know.
Well, Anthony Dominguez went from the Mariners. I don't know. He might have been an upgrade.
I don't think that's an upgrade either.
Okay. So who's the guy that you love?
There wasn't one.
Tell me who we got.
Besides Miller. Besides Miller.
Besides Bednar, who's the guy you love right now? I was just throwing that out there with Miller, Kev. But yeah. I didn't think Miller was getting dealt either.
Well, if the Padres wanted to rebuild a horrible system, AJ's supposed to win every year. Who's the guy on the Yankees that you love right now? That's really my question. Who's the guy you trust? Is it Cruz? Probably not.
Listen,
do you really love Hedrick? Do you really like? I don't know.
Here's the relief pitcher that got dealt today that I wish they would have tried to get, and that's JoJo Romero from the Cardinals.
He would have been a nice
and he
one
went to
too.
Milwaukee.
Okay.
And he went to Milwaukee.
Good.
That's the guy.
Okay. I would have wanted Luke Weaver, and I would have seen what I could do on that one.
Can't imagine that Stearns was dealing the Yankees anyone.
Victor Vodnik. I would have taken a flyer on his arm coming out of Colorado. I would have.
Okay.
Ryan Zephyrjohn, who went to the Cubs. Guy strikes out everybody. I can name a few guys that I would have taken as an upgrade. I'm just saying he didn't try. We know it's a hole. It's been a hole all year. If Bednar isn't great, there's no shot at the pen doing anything. The starters are going to be good. Cole's getting better. Schlittler got lit up, but he'll be fine. You know, you're getting a lot out of the rotation. You have a rotation that can win the series, and you sit on your hands at the deadline and get me a platoon left fielder. I know Bellinger's out. I agree with you, Gino. But the simple fact of the matter is I have Spencer Jones and Dominguez and Grisham out there, and now I have Rosario, and now I have Ramos. Which of the three starters do you want to sit every night? Grisham, I'm fine with it. But are they going to sit Grisham? I don't know.
Listen, I think Ramos is just that temporary guy that's going to fill in right now. That's it. That's all I think he's
traded Warren. All I'm saying is I could have traded Warren. I could have traded Heel and gotten something back of value that could play against righties and lefties. Just my thought. Teams would have wanted Will Warren. The Mets for an injured guy got a top 80 prospect. Okay. I know they threw in Tyrone Taylor. Maybe that was what made it over the top. But even without that, they got a top 80 prospect in baseball, which, again, you're right, Gino, when you say 77 on the Red Sox isn't – he's 21 years old. He may not affect them for 3 years. Totally get it. You're 100% right. But I feel like they could have done a little bit more than what they did. I don't dislike Ramos. I think he's going to be okay. I want to see Dominguez play every day. I want to see Spencer Jones play every day.
I agree.
I hope that God Judge comes back, or I guess they're not expecting Stanton back anytime. We know Bellinger's not back till September. I mean, there's a lot of issues with this team.
Yeah. And I think that's why he got Ramos, because I don't think they're going to expect Bellinger back now until September also.
It's going to be a long
year. I
would have liked to have seen a little bit more aggression out of the Yankees. Okay. Mostly because I know there's no baseball next year. That's why.
Okay.
That's my biggest complaint.
All right. Any other trades you want to bring up? I mean, do you want to talk Scooble right off the bat?
Well, we might as well go right to the Dodgers because they stole Scooble.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that for a minute. So the Dodgers get Scooble. They give up three prospects to the Tigers.
A Tiger team that was 2.5 out of the wild card, by the way.
I'll open the floor to you guys. What are your thoughts on this?
I'll let Kevin lead off.
It's an awful trade. But one of the three guys is 27-year-old River Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
You get their fourth best outfield prospect. Okay. And another guy. I mean, I thought the Tigers got fleeced. It was an awful haul for the best left-hander in baseball.
Okay, so
they traded him on Saturday. They didn't even wait for other teams to make an offer. Two more days.
So what do you think is the result of this? Let me just ask that question.
As far as this year or the future?
No, right now. What do you think? Why do you think Scooble got dealt to the Dodgers?
Well, for the Dodgers' perspective, they don't know about Shohei pitching. So it gives them another starter along with, you know, getting Snell and Glasnow back. They've got how many guys to choose from. They're going to see who's the healthiest going into October. And then you also add in, you know, a guy like Chris Bubich, you know, although they're other lefties. I think they're thinking they're playing the Phillies at some point. And they can face Harper and Schwarber. They'll never have to face a right-handed pitcher. They're going to face all lefties. And, you know, like I said, the Dodgers only get even that much better, getting the best pitching, best pitcher available.
Do you think
best pitchers in baseball?
Do you think anybody else was in on this? Do you think any other teams were trying to get Skubal?
Well, the Brewers were supposed to have them refused to give up. They refused to give up a prospect. It wasn't even going to be Mate. It was a lesser prospect. But imagine having Mizorowski and Skubal 1-2, or vice versa, in the playoffs. It would have been pretty sick.
Yeah.
So I know the Brewers were in, but they refused to give up the prospect that the Tigers wanted. But then the Tigers kind of, I thought they settled a little.
I'm just listening to you, what you're saying right now, but why do you think the Brewers refuse to give up a prospect?
Because they're the Brewers and they know they're not going to re-sign them. I don't know. But you, again, there's no baseball next year. I'm convinced of this fact. I know maybe I'm exaggerating it.
I'm not sure you are exaggerating it, but I'm just asking you. I mean, if you're Milwaukee, why are you not trying to go all in?
They were the front runners, but they refused. I don't either. They had a chance to get the guy.
I listened to Chris Russo on this today, and I listened to somebody else, and I listened to somebody else on this today. So before I tell you about what they said, two different people, I just want to hear what you guys think.
I mean, to me, the Brewers, you have a chance. Best of seven series, you've got Miz and Skubal starting 4 of the 7 games. I'll take my damn chances, even against the Dodgers.
Yeah,
you piece together, you hope for one more game that you can find piecing together whatever they can.
I think if they hold on to them 2 more days, Kev, I think that there are other offers coming down the pike that are better than what they had to settle for from the Dodgers. Would the Dodgers have upped their ante? I think the Dodgers would have, because this is the way baseball is done now. Gino's been training me on this for 4 years now. This is what baseball has turned into. It's like, you know, the rich get richer. You know, you play for the now. This is the way GMs go. They don't worry about the rich teams. Don't worry about, you know, how it's going for their farm system, even though somehow miraculously the Dodgers always have the best farm system in baseball, no matter what it is that they do. Whatever they're doing it perfectly well. You can't rip on them.
But you see, here's the big thing, and this is kind of what happened. This is what kind of came up today on two different shows, basically the same point, which is if you are Tampa and if you are Milwaukee, you need to take the shot. You can't not give up your prospects when you have to have a shot to do it. And this is a problem. And either it's one of two things. It's either Milwaukee not taking the shot because they think in the offseason there is going to be a strike. And this is a way to hold this against Major League Baseball and the Dodgers. Or this is Milwaukee saying, I'm not willing to part with my prospects because this is how we do business. And in either case, it's a travesty in either case. Because when you are possibly good enough to win, you need to take the chance. This is why you accumulate your prospects. This is why you try to win. This is the purpose of this. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing?
Now, I'm going to use an example in the complete opposite end, the team that, you know, doesn't quite rival the Dodgers because they don't beat them enough, but the Padres. AJ Preller is always all in. No matter what goes on with this team, he went out in the last 2 hours today and got 2 starters. Now, did they overpay a little bit? Yeah, they did. But you know what? He's like, I sell out my stadium every night. People come out. The offense is starting to click a little bit better. I have 2 starters on the entire rotation, 2 guys that may be back, but one guy off Tommy John in Musgrove, another guy, Pivetta's been out since April. What can I bank on? So they go out there and they make the moves that they need to make. They get Robbie Ray. They get Casey Mize, right?
Yep.
I think if there's an opportunity that the Padres probably make a sweeter offer for Skubal than the Dodgers did. They don't have the farm system the Dodgers do, but they would have gotten some major league ready players if they wanted to. But for them making the trade 2 days early really stuns me. They could have got this trade today. The Dodgers weren't pulling any of these guys off.
So here's the other point that got made today, and that is, if Milwaukee makes the offer and the Dodgers then come back and top them with a better offer, then they still don't get Skubal. And the point that Chris Russo makes is, well, if that's the case, then that's fine, but at least you know they made the offer with their top prospects, and then the Dodgers have to give up their top prospects and not the lower prospects that they wind up giving up.
That's why you take the shot.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rays are another example of it. Not that it was Skubal, but they made the Hicks was a nice move, and they didn't give up much for him. I thought they'd give up more, and then Peralta was the other real move that they made. They went after a five-inning guy. Now, listen, they might think that they have the magic potion like the Mets do with the clinic and all that stuff, where they get everybody to throw 97 again and he'll get his velocity up. But again, Tampa didn't do anything.
And Tyler Wells is a nice little addition for the bullpen, too.
He is. You're right.
Wells had a good year for the Orioles.
Then so, you throw out a team like the White Sox, same thing. They only made one real move. It was Castillo. They didn't want to part with their prospects. Maybe they think they were a year or two away, but we don't know what next year brings. How often are you going to win? Meanwhile, the Guardians, same time, they went all in. Guardians said, we're taking the damn division. You know why? Because you're not. The Guardians went and made the moves. They went out and got Joe Adell, not having a great year, but still an upgrade. They went out and got Foster Griffin to put in that rotation. They went out and got Nathan Lowe. They went out and got Blake Perkins. They went out there and filled it up. White Sox went with Louis Castillo's having a horrible season. I hope he pitches well. But you can't really expect it. Kev, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you're watching some of these teams that just sit back while others at least making the move. Cubs made the move also.
Didn't the White Sox get somebody else?
They might have.
Brazoban.
I don't consider him the huge upgrade.
No. I know. I'm just
36-year-old reliever that's had a
– In my head, I'm just going through the moves. That's all in my head.
I'm just naming the top one, so I apologize. But yeah, there are other smaller moves that are made by some of these teams.
I think for me that's like the problem with the Brewers, which is, you know, you're gonna be this good, all year, but then you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna tell me you got Mizorowski and Skubal, You gotta think you got a shot in a 7-game series. I mean, come on.
You should be able to beat anybody.
To me, your goal is to get to the World Series and see what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the American League, do you need Skubal to get to the World Series? If you're the Rays, if you're the Guardians, if you're any of these teams that made the moves, do you need Skubal to make the World Series?
It's a little bit wide open in the AL. So the NL is
wide open.
Maybe.
The NL, the Brewers needed Skubal to be able to beat the Dodgers.
Agreed.
The fact that the Dodgers got him just makes the Dodgers even that much more tougher to beat.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we go through teams all day long. The Diamondbacks, their big move was Nopar. All right, you're in the playoffs right now. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I can't say I loved every Philly move, but at least they tried. Now they're moving Bryce Harper to the outfield. At least they made moves and tried. Then you have the other team. The Angels rebuilt their entire farm system. Good for them. Yeah. They made the move. So did the Giants.
Yep.
But then you look, the Rockies did okay with it. Not as good as the other two, but they did okay. What are the Reds doing? They don't get rid of anybody. They just sat there on their hands. What are the Royals doing? Nothing. The Rangers are 1.5 games out. Nothing. The Astros 1.5 games up. They made a basic Aaron Getty for a Varsho trade. A little straight up action. Like we could have made in Fantasy League in freaking May. You know, some of these teams blow my mind. I don't get it. I mean, I love what the Cubs did. They're trying. They're throwing a lot of arms. None of them are as good as what they're going to face with the Dodgers. But at least they're trying. Yep. They're going to sit there and battle and go all that. And I thought the Zephyrjian move, even though he gets hit a little bit, he strikes out everybody. He goes into the back of the bullpen, and when Palencia comes back, he moves into the eighth, and suddenly that bullpen looks really formidable.
So the Cubs brought in Clay Holmes. They brought in Zephyrjian. They brought in
Gausman.
They brought
Peterson.
In
Peterson. A week, a couple weeks.
Braxton Garrett, right? Braxton Garrett. And who
and missing Tyrone Taylor, man. Come on.
Tyrone Taylor. No, but didn't they bring another player
they in? Might have. I don't have it written.
Those are the ones they have.
Okay. All right. Then maybe I got everybody. Okay.
I mean, I love that they made a run for it. I love that the Cubs are all in. I think that was great. The Brewers didn't match them. The Brewers, I mean, listen, they got Lee, May, I should say, and Romero, like you talked about. It's not a bad move, G. It really isn't. I mean, Romero's a nice arm. May's good. I mean, you know, but it's not nearly as inspiring as what the Cubs did.
Yeah. No, Pirates, I got you.
The Pirates went out and got four relievers. You may not be inspired by any of them, but you know what? Their bullpen was so bad, like everybody else's, G. They made a move. And for the Pirates to make four moves, shocking. You know, you sit there, and the Yankees to make two. It's like, what? I don't know, man. And the Red Sox, as much as Adley Rutschman's hurt all the time and all that other stuff, kid could, when he's healthy, he can play. And for the Orioles, it doesn't kill him because Basayo's going to be the catcher anyway. So it's not like they really cared about Rutschman that much. They haven't won anything with him. He's always hurt. So I thought it was a good play for both teams in that. And then they get Eric Miller from the Red Sox, and they trade Marcelo Meyer, who was their number four prospect a couple of years ago. So the Giants trying to buy on the cheap a little bit too. I mean, a lot of teams did a lot of cool things. Some of these teams didn't. I mean, the Royals, what are you doing? Get rid of players. What are you doing? Do it. You saw Stearns do it. Do it. So what the Angels did, do it. The A's. They did nothing.
Nothing.
Do it. You trade one of the bats and you get an arm back because nobody on your staff can pitch.
Yeah, that's right.
Do it. What was that? Jeez.
Yeah, that's right. The Athletics are like the one team I don't have on here.
Yeah, they made
the whole freaking week. They made one move and it was crap. Trying to remember
the A's,
who it was. They couldn't even write it down. They got
the A's and the Reds, zeros.
Yeah, I mean,
The Reds traded low.
Oh, that's right. Low, excuse me. That's right.
And Texas did nothing, and they're in the hunt. And it's like, if you're in the hunt, go for it. You want to make the postseason in the American League, Kev?
The American League
does anybody scare you? Does anybody look that good? I mean, the Red Sox right now going 23-4 in their last 27 looks amazing. Don't get me wrong. Still not scared of them. No. They're going to win the World Series. I'm still not scared of that team. I don't know. I just was disappointed. I was disappointed in the Yankees, but the Brewers really irked me because they had Skubal, and they didn't even have to give up Mate. They didn't even have to give him up because they weren't going to, and I don't blame them. Number one prospect in baseball, did not have to give him up. They could have gotten Skubal. I know it's a rental. They shouldn't have to give up the number one prospect in baseball.
Yep.
But, man, like you said, Kev, like Gino's saying, like I'm saying, Mizorowski and Skubal, four out of your seven in every series. You love your chances of winning at least three of those and hoping in one of the other three matchups that you can steal it.
Yep.
And 27 games over 500, for God's sakes. I mean, come on.
God.
If you're not going to try it now, when are you trying it?
I don't know. All right.
Any other trades you guys wanted to touch on?
No, I mean, I think we covered most of the teams, right, Kev?
I think we covered the big things, you know. Braves, a couple of little moves there with, like you mentioned, Brendan Suter, Bailey Falter, help out there.
Don't really love what the Braves did, though. I thought they should have done more, too, Kev. I thought the Braves could have done a little bit more as well.
They got four guys who you go, yeah, they're good players.
I'm just saying, are they good enough to beat the Dodgers right now? Are they good enough to beat the Phillies in a postseason series right now?
No.
They're in first place, but they're not good enough.
I know. I mean,
they might be able to beat the Brewers because the Brewers didn't make the move. They could have put them over the top, but I don't even think they're good enough to beat the Brewers right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Irks me.
But no.
The freaking Brewers.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right.
You guys have anything else you want to touch on?
A couple of quick things. Kev, you want to go first with soccer? You want me to do the college?
Well, we're just real quick. Pochettino re-upped with the men's team. They extended him to right now the 2030 World Cup. Hopefully he lasts that long. You know, he saw some of the positives that were coming out of it, and he felt like there's a little bit more team, a little bit more try and get a coordination through all the levels of U.S. soccer. So hopefully this pays off and maybe we can make a run in 2030. Pass the round of 16.
It would be nice.
Yes, it would.
Get embarrassed in the round of 16. And again, I know not to rehash it, Kev, but the three of us sitting there and Shag and Joe, so five of us sitting there watching this game, we couldn't wait for the game to start.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was deafening how quiet it was from the five of us texting of how bad the U.S. looked in that round of 16 matchup against Belgium, how bad it was. But anyway, I'm sorry.
But that's about it for soccer.
All right. College sports, okay. Federal judge issues a preliminary injunction requiring NCAA to grant the fifth year of eligibility to Division I athletes from the high school graduating class of 2022. Now, here's the thing. If they already exhausted four seasons, they get the fifth. They feel like they got skipped in the preliminary ruling. It's already being appealed. These schools have already filled up their rosters. There's no increase in roster size. I don't know where these guys go. The only stipulation is if you sign a pro contract, you're not eligible. But this is going to be mayhem. It's already mayhem for football. The season starts in 2 weeks. Well, three. I mean, you got with TCU and North Carolina. This is mayhem. Basketball's going to be crazy. They're all going to be nuts. I love the way they do this stuff right before the season, Kev. I don't get it.
No, especially for the football. I mean, it's ridiculous. Baseball was interesting. One of the kids from Cornwall graduating in 2022, my son knows him pretty well, pitched 4 years, Manhattan for 2 years, UConn for 2 years. He just signed to go for his fifth year, South Carolina.
There you go.
So, you know, there are still openings out there for some of these kids.
Baseball's a little different.
But, you know, so this kid's, you know, pitching in the spring. There's a lot that can still change between now and the spring. Same thing for basketball. You know, the ones basketball doesn't start until October, but, you know, there's still time here for things to change. Football's the one that's going to really be a circus if something comes up in the next 2 weeks.
I know it's a silly thing, but like TCU is traveling to the Bahamas or Costa Rica this week to start with basketball to do one of those, like, you know, trips. It's the first one I've heard of this season. I mean, they have their roster set. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, if somebody gets hurt, they're going to take away a scholarship from somebody. I mean, it's kind of mayhem. I don't understand what's going on with college athletics at all. But for three guys that love college sports, it's a little painful. The other one's a good story, though. USC Notre Dame back 2030, four-game series. Week one, though. Used to be the last game of the season when Notre Dame was playing at USC in November. It used to be a game in October when USC came to Notre Dame. Now it's going to be week one. We don't have the dates yet, but it's nice to see the rivalry coming back. And I believe Notre Dame and Indiana have already re-upped a series as well. So it'd be nice to see some of these. I mean, not that Indiana and Notre Dame was a classic series, but right now it seems to be one because Indiana's good. But, you know, it's good to get the USC-Notre Dame game back. I mean, they played every year since 46, guys, with the exception of 2020 because of COVID. For that to go away really kind of hurt. I mean, every year since 46. Yeah. So, you know, so, as soon as World War II ended, they played. COVID killed the 1 year. They had a game scheduled. And then you had this. So we'll see. But that's all I had, too. Gee, anything else you want to add?
Nothing. I don't have anything today, man.
All right, Kev.
Nope, nothing else for me.
We are the Sports Kings from Queens. Darren, Kevin, Gino. Talk about the wonderful, wild, and wacky world of sports. A wacky world with the Mets. David Stearns makes like 10 trades. And Brian Cashman makes 3. And he's in the hunt. Please download the podcast anywhere you get a podcast, whether it be an Apple product, Spotify, TuneIn, whatever you like. We're always sharing stuff on social. It's been a little light the last couple of weeks, but we'll be back into it. So please like our stuff, share our stuff, be part of us. And without any further ado, may your sports be with you.